Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try another Ascension Brewing Company beer. Universal Emperor New England Style Double IPA is what it's called. Cool can art. When I first looked at this, I coached two basketball games today, and I think my voice from yelling is going out. At first, when I saw this, I thought it was Transformers, but I don't think that's a Transformer. 8% ABV. So this one, like I said, double or New England style double IPA with Nectaron and Strata hops. And funny thing about that, I just brewed a smash beer single malt single hop with Strata just to see what it is, because I made some New England IPAs that I'll have reviews out on. But yeah, for the most part, I think their labeling is off just a little. On this, as it's down a little bit too low. I did pay $3.79 for this, which, awesome price. I have been trying to pick up more Ascension beers if I see them. It seems like they're just a hit and miss, and I don't understand why. I don't know, because for a long time we weren't seeing it. Then I want to say in 2019, there was a real hyped New England IPA from them, and I got that, but then I didn't see anything for a while. Then I think 2022 I saw one, then at the end of 2023 and 2020, or at the beginning of 2024 now, it seems like we're starting to get more. So I hope they keep producing them. I'm going to keep buying them. I think I did, was that a peanut butter stout from them that I did? I can't remember, but I do have another one that I think is a stout from them. So yeah, hopefully they keep on canning and sending them out. But let's get on to this beer. Off-white colored head, a little yellowness coming through there, pretty much all small bubbles, about a finger and a head. And if you're new here, hit that subscribe button. It doesn't cost you anything, and it helps me out if you hit the like. Orange, dark, dirty orange. So I'm going to say this is more on the citrus side. Very hazy New England style, but I don't think I've seen a New England style orange like that in a very long time. Probably the last one I saw is mine, which was oxidized. I don't believe this is oxidized, but man, what are... Is Strata and Nectaron really turn it that color? Or are they using crystal malts to get there? But yeah, usually from the color, if you've been following me, usually if it's that milky yellow, I say it's more on the fruitier side. And if it's going to the orange side, I say it's on the citrus side. Does that matter? No. Not in the long run, I don't think, or beer to beer, but it just seems like that's how they go. If they're that milky yellow, they're going to be more fruit-based. If they're like this, they're going to be more citrus-based. But let's go ahead and smell. A little dank citrus, maybe like a mixture of orange and grapefruit, like sweet orange, sweet grapefruit with a little dankness in there. There's like some dank pine, dank green, something like that. Like maybe an underripe orange grapefruit. But yeah, there's dankness, but yeah, it's almost like the fruit's not ripe. It's underripe in there. I'm trying to smell some fruit because all I said is orange and grapefruit. I'm sure there's something in there. Most hops, they could be stronger in the citrus and weaker in the fruit, or stronger in the fruit, weaker in the citrus. But usually they cross the paths. So somebody's going to get something. I think if I had to say, I would say like a pineapple, a bitter light pineapple mixed in there. But yeah, like oily, underripe, orange, grapefruit dankness. Green dankness. Let's go ahead and taste. Ooh. That'll wake you up. I don't know if this is going to make sense. It's that typical New England style, like, mouthfeel. Like, pillowy, a little thicker. At the front, it's kind of sweet. Like, a sweet orange, juicy orange. But then, it's like that oil, rind, grapefruit, pine, dank, just take over the whole entire palate. Let's pour some more in here. It's almost like it's overdone. Like a little too much. Yeah, it's kind of, like I said, a little sweeter orange, like juicy orange up front, and then here comes the train of bitterness, rind, oil, grapefruit, and just plows everything through with some dankness. Like, that dank rind, or dank grapefruit rind just sticks there. Like, going down, I don't get anything. It's still in my mouth, like, at the back of my palate. It's like I chewed on grapefruit rinds. I think there is a little sweetness that goes through the whole entire thing. Perceived bitterness, 65, 70, somewhere in there, I would say. A little lower than, like, a balanced. That's about all I'm getting. Yeah, it's definitely, I just had the Dewclaw Sour Me Gummy Bear one. So this is definitely a change. Yeah, I think it's fine. I would go 4 out of 5. I would kind of like to see some of that bitterness toned down, or some of that, what's perceived to be, like, bitter, oily rind toned down just a little bit. But overall, 4 out of 5. Excuse me. Let's check Untappd. One of my friends has checked it in a 4 out of 5. This is not showing the IBUs on this. Hoppy, smooth, grapefruit, bitter, dank. Okay. So, I don't know if I would say hoppy. I don't think Strata hops are that high in IBUs or alpha acids. Juicy, but a nice bitterness too. That's not what I wanted. Juicy what? Let's see. I'm looking at everybody. I'm not going to look through very many because I know how this goes, because most people don't say a word about it. Okay. Yep. I'm done. So, yeah, if you're into New England IPAs more on the bitter side, I definitely would pick this up if you can find it. It's a good one.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.